Giving thanks is a channel of blessings. Exodus, chapter 23, verses 14 to 16. Let us turn to a book of Exodus, chapter 23, verses 14 to 16. 3 times a year you are to celebrate a festival to me. Celebrate the feast of unleavened bread, for 7 days eat bread made without yeast, as I commanded you. Do this at the appointed time in the month of Abib, for in that month you came out of Egypt. No one is to appear before me empty-handed. Celebrate the feast of harvest with the first fruits of the crops you sow in your field. Celebrate the feast of ingathering at the end of the year, when you gather in your crops from the field. There was a family of two, a mother and a son. This family lived in a state of Virginia in the U.S. and this family was poor. This son made so much effort and studied hard to get into Princeton University and graduated as a top student. On the graduation day, this student was asked to give a speech on behalf of the students. But the mother did not have a set of decent clothes that she could wear to go to the graduation ceremony. Almost she hid at the back of the hall, looking very humble. She was just watching her son giving a speech. After his speech, he added one more sentence. The fact that I was fortunate enough to get this graduation certificate, which is so glorious, is only by the grace of God. He looked after me. Also, I was able to get through this because of the teachings of the professors that taught me well. Also, it is because of the grace of my mother that prepared the tuition fee for me despite all sorts of difficulties. The crowd clapped and applauded. He did not put the gold medal awarded by the chancellor on his neck, but he held it politely with two hands and walked towards his mother that was sitting down at the back of the hall. He put the medal around her neck and said, "Mother, I thank you. If it was not your grace and sacrifice, how would I be able to stand in this place?" The whole crowd saw the genuine gratefulness of this son for his mother and they all went teary. This young lad became the chancellor of his old school, Princeton University, later, and 8 years after, he became a state governor of New Jersey. And later he even was awarded a Nobel Peace Prize. He was Woodrow Wilson. Roads get opened for the people that are able to give thanks. International Labor Organization came up with the figure that among the 620 million world population, almost half of it, 300 million people, live their day with under $2 a day. Compared to this figure, I think our nation is very well off, although people say it is difficult. But it is pity that I think that more people are becoming less thankful for the things that we enjoy at the moment and less considerate of others as time goes by. People with more material things, when they fight to get more, it looks unpleasant to me. People that do not know about thankfulness, even though they have a lot of things in possession, are unfortunate. People that have been blessed immensely, but always complain and blame, are foolish. Let us have a habit of giving thanks. People that give thanks overflow with happiness and joy. People that give thanks are the wise people. They have the keys to open the doors of blessings. But there are 2 kinds of people in our lives. Firstly, there are people that give thanks despite difficulties and overcome these difficulties. We can see that these lives of these people are positive and have been built solidly on the foundations of faith. Even they encounter the same problems, speed of recovery is faster. When they are medically treated, it has been said that these people recover more quickly as well. When they have difficult issues to solve, as well, they do not think that they have a failure, but they consider it as an experiment. They regard it as an experiment, and through this, they get to learn the new ways to make their way out. It becomes positive energy for them. It has been said that people like these have higher rates of becoming successful. In the Bible, people like David, Joseph, Moses, Daniel, and Job are these types of people. Also, there are people that always view things in a negative way when they encounter problems. These people have a lot of worries, concern, and fear. They get easily depressed, are let down, and become angry easily. These people are jealous, envious and conscious of others, so they do not have good relationships with other people. In the Bible, a person like Saul is one example. When these kinds of people face issues, always, they think it in a negative way, and even if they have little issue, they complain and blame easily. They leave the cause of problems onto others. Particularly, people that are not thankful, they are so negative, and they see things in that way as well. At the end, it is harmful for them. How about you all? Out of these two types, are you like the first one or the second one? Examine yourself about it. And I hope you will restore hearts of giving thanks. Giving thanks becomes a channel of blessings. If you have hearts of giving thanks, you will feel richer, healthier emotionally, physically and spiritually. I bless you all in the name of Jesus, that you will live your lives with thankful hearts. Especially, the word of today talks about the three festivals. God told the people of Israel to keep three festivals for sure. The purpose of this was for us to realize how thankful we should be in our lives. The first festival is the Lord's Feast of Unleavened Bread. God intended the people of Israel to remember the fact that they lived as slaves in Egypt for 430 years and God let them out of Egypt. They were asked to have hard bread made without yeast and vegetables only in remembrance of what the Lord has done for them. The second one is the Feast of Harvest with the first fruits of the crops. If they get first harvest from the field, they were to give it to God. It is in the first week of July and this time, we give thanks for the first half of this year. The third one is the Feast of Ingathering at the end of the year. It is a Thanksgiving day and people give thanks for the blessings they received for the entire year. Why did God set these festivals, and why did He ask us to keep these? There are two purposes. God wants us to not forget the grace of God. Also, He wants us to live with thankfulness. This is a purpose in giving us these festivals. People that know the grace have different perspectives and viewpoints. They did not give thanks because they were happy, but because they confessed their thankfulness, they became happy. So Apostle Paul said, "Give thanks in all circumstances." In all circumstances means not only when things are going well, but when things are not going well as well. Not only when we are successful, but also when we have failed as well. Not only when we are healthy, but when we are ill, despite our circumstances, conditions, it is giving thanks in all circumstances. This year as well, as we look back in the first half of the year, as we celebrate the Feast of Harvest, what kinds of things should we be thankful for? More than anything else, give thanks to God for the saving grace. Let us read verse 15 together. Celebrate the Feast of Unleavened Bread, for 7 days eat bread made without yeast, as I commanded you. Do this at the appointed time in the month of Abib, for in that month you came out of Egypt. No one is to appear before me empty-handed. Give thanks for the fact that they got out of Egypt. Getting out of Egypt was salvation of Israelites. It meant that more than anything else, give thanks for the saving grace. Where is Egypt? Egypt was the place where the people of Israel lived as slaves and lived in toil. Thus, salvation for Israelites was about getting out of Egypt. But, the fact that they got out of Egypt, it did not happen just with their efforts or struggles. They were able to get out of Egypt only by the grace of God. None of the miracles or happenings could touch the heart of King of Egypt, Pharaoh. Pharaoh is also a symbol of Satan. Satan is our enemy. Enemy Satan cannot be controlled by any of our powers. There is only one way. It was the blood of little lamb at the Passover. Only the blood of little lamb at Passover could influence Pharaoh. In Exodus, chapter 12, verse 23, it says, "When the Lord goes through the land to strike down the Egyptians, He will see the blood on the top and sides of the doorframe and will pass over that doorway, and He will not permit the destroyer to enter your houses and strike you down." God asked people to kill the lamb and put the blood of the lamb on the doorways. And after that night was over, in early morning, there were cries everywhere in Egypt. In the Egyptian households where the blood of lamb was not on their doorways, the firstborns all died. Even the firstborn of Pharaoh died firstly. So Pharaoh gave up and surrendered. People of Israel could then confidently get out of Egypt. This is Passover of Israelites. When they saw the blood of lamb, death passed over the households of Israelites. Death passed over them. It is what the Passover is like, and this is a day that they were saved. God told them that on this day of salvation, do not come to me with empty hands, but keep it as a day of giving thanks. Jesus Christ is a little lamb of Passover. With the blood that Jesus shed on the cross, he made people to live. Whoever believes in Jesus, they get saved. From the children of Satan to children of God, their identities change. From death to life, they get moved. They become citizens of heaven forever. How our life and death get differentiated? It is very simple. Does it have a life or not? It is a point that differentiates the two. You that have been saved by the name of Jesus, you already have life in you. If we look at the 1 John, chapter 5, verses 12 to 13, it says, "He who has the Son has life. He who does not have the Son of God does not have life. I write these things to you, who believe in the name of the Son of God, so that you may know that you have eternal life. If you believe in Jesus, way to heaven is open. It is because the Lord is the way to the heaven. We receive peace because of Jesus, and He gave answers to human beings. Therefore, the true Christians give thanks for the saving grace. Whenever I think of the fact that the Lord died for me on the cross and I got saved because of this, I feel so thankful. I get to confess this." Paul also said that he gives thanks for the saving grace of Jesus Christ. You might have had unpleasant things in the first half of this year. Sometimes, pleasant things happen but not all the time. Nevertheless, Christians should be able to give thanks for the saving grace in all circumstances. It is a channel of blessings. Also, let us read the latter part of verse 15. "No one is to appear before me empty-handed." Feast is when we express our thankfulness. In other words, God said, "Do not appear before me empty-handed. As He saved you from Egypt, show your gratefulness. Show your heart that is thankful." In Luke, chapter 17, there is a story of 10 lepers with leprosy. Leprosy is a skin disease. The joints get dislocated, skins get irritated, and the hands' joints fall apart. Also, it has a tendency to spread out. So the people with this disease need to say goodbyes to their families. They also need to be quarantined from their neighbors. This is a very deadly disease. People that lived in this village, where a lot of lepers were gathered, they heard the news that Jesus was coming. But the more heartbreaking thing was that other people could approach Jesus, but these people could not stand close to Jesus. They stood far away from Jesus and called out to Jesus, "Please have pity on us." When Jesus heard them, he stopped walking and told them, "Show your bodies to the priests." At the time, priests had rights to make judgments. When the lepers believed in the word of Jesus and on their way to the priests, their leprosy was completely healed. For all these time, how much would they have missed their loved ones and families? So they all went home. But only one person out of all came up to Jesus first of all and confessed how thankful he is. Jesus told him. All 10 people got completely healed. But where are other 9? The Lord looked for them in disappointment. The common thing found in them was that they all had faith. So they believed in the word of Jesus and on their way to the priests, they were healed. The problem was that in their faith, they did not have thanksgiving. Faith does not end with believing only. We need to add giving thanks on top of faith. When we look for things to be thankful, our faith gets more mature, and our grace gets deepened. We will be able to experience this. I saw the statistics, which showed that we have more than 5 million high blood pressure patients in Korea. There are more than 4 million diabetes patients, and more than 1 million with incurable diseases, or stroke or cancer. There are also more than 2 million patients who are unable to move by themselves. These days people live longer than people in the old days. But I heard that people have dementia in earlier days. Are we not thankful that we are breathing and living in this kind of world at this time? The more unaware a person is about giving thanks, this kind of person blames and complains more. Also, this kind of person has jealousy, envy and greed even more. This kind of person makes himself or herself to be more unlucky, and causes other people to fail as well. When people forget about how thankful they should be, and when their grace has been forgotten, Satan comes along. Satan cannot do two things. Firstly, Satan cannot give thanks. Have you seen Satan's giving thanks? Satan is a destroyer, mischief maker and a liar, so Satan cannot give thanks. Therefore, the characteristics of Satan are complaining and blaming. Also, Satan cannot repent. In the Bible, have you seen Satan repenting? Judas Iscariot did not repent but abused himself and killed himself. Satan makes us to blame and complain. Through jealousy and envy, Satan sneaks in us and destroys us. Satan makes us to fall down, and causes us to be apart from God. We can see that Satan got into the heart of Saul. Since then, he threw the javelin to kill David, who was his son-in-law. Saul lost discernment, and could not control his emotions. If grace leaves, thankfulness leaves as well. We become people that are only interested in being furious, filled with hatred, and competitiveness. There are a lot of scars in these kinds of people. So they also make scars in others as well. We need to know that scars in hearts do not end up as scars simply, but whenever we get hurt, we also make others to be hurt, too. We need to know that we are throwing javelins at others whenever we get hurt. What kinds of scars do we have? Who are we pointing the javelins at, because of these scars we got? Who are we pointing the sharp and disguised javelins at the moment? Or have we put the javelins down, and serving other people and restoring thankfulness? Restore thankfulness today. We will get to experience healing of the scars in our hearts, souls and spirits. How should we express our thankfulness? Let us read verse 16. Celebrate the feast of harvest with the first fruits of the crops you sow in your field. Celebrate the feast of ingathering at the end of the year, when you gather in your crops from the field. It is giving thanks with the things that we worked hard on. God told us to give thanks to God with the first fruits that we worked hard to harvest. It refers to giving thanks with the harvest that we worked hard to obtain with a lot of efforts and sacrifice. We need to express our thankfulness in three ways. Firstly, give thanks to God with our souls. Psalms, chapter 103, verse 2, it says, "Praise the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits." Secondly, we need to express our thankfulness with our hearts. In Colossians, chapter 3, verse 16, it says in the latter part as like this, "As you sing psalms, hymns and spiritual songs with gratitude in your hearts to God." Express thankfulness from the center of your hearts. Thirdly, we need to give thanks with our material things we have. In the latter part of Exodus, chapter 23, verse 15, it says, "Celebrate the feast of unleavened bread, for 7 days eat bread made without yeast, as I commanded you. Do this at the appointed time in the month of Abib, for in that month you came out of Egypt. No one is to appear before me empty-handed." It says, "You came out of Egypt." No one is to appear before me empty-handed. It advises us to express our thankfulness. My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, thanksgiving is a channel of blessings. True thanksgiving is not to be done with our lips only. Also, true thanksgiving is not to be done with our hearts only. When we express our thankfulness with our lips, and when we turn this thankfulness that we felt in our hearts into actions, this is true thanksgiving and fruit-bearing as well. When God gave us three festivals to keep, What he wanted us to remember was the grace of God. God wants us to remember the grace of God, and he wants us to live in thankfulness. I pray that this feast of harvest time be the time of remembering the grace of God, and giving thanks for all the abundant blessings he has blessed us with. I pray in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.